Okay then. After we left Pigeon Forge, we drove, I believe it's called the Foothills Parkway, which is a very scenic route. There's long, windy roads around the Smoky Mountains. The views were unparalleled. They were absolutely amazing. Everyone had a little turn to drive. How did you find driving those long and windy roads, Stuart?
Like I was a god. It was perfect on every right. Beautiful scene. Just felt American driving through that.
You certainly looked it. And you smelled it. Before all that, before we left Pigeon Forge, sorry, just to revert back. On the way out of Pigeon Forge, we found the Alpine Coaster, which is like a single-seater roller coaster that is on a track.
Like a go-kart on a track.
Yeah, and it pulls you up into these mountains or hills, if you will, on this track. And then, you're basically like on a slalom bobsleigh track all the way down to the bottom of this hill. You can obviously go as fast as you want or as slow as you want. I advised everybody to wear a jumper on the way up, but Bax declined that offer. And on the way up, I said, "Are you right, Bax? What did you say?"
Well, I was freezing. My legs were cut. But I did have a shirt on. Yeah. I put my shirt on, but it was still bloody freezing.
We got right to the top, and I thought, well, I waited for everybody. I saw Stewie gave the thumbs out. All right. Then I saw Bax come. I go, "Right, Bax." He goes, "Fucking freezing." But it was good laugh, though, wasn't it?
Thrill a minute.
Good, clean fun.
Well, Bat's got his money's worth because he took his time bloody coming down it. But for Jack and I, it was like a 2-minute ride.
I was enjoying the scenery of the smoky Rocky Mountains.
Your course is bloody traffic jam.
To be fair, that you were backing up the traffic, but you know, it doesn't matter. You do it your way. And but after that, we drove on to through the Foothill Parkway, the Foothills Parkway Road. That was really good. We pulled over for a little photo op.
I think we pulled over at the best spot to see the mountains. However, I had a bit of a scary moment. I decided to try and find another vantage point, and I was on alongside a load of trees, and I heard a massive crash in the trees and a lot of rustling. Needless to say, my pants got changed when we got to Tennessee.
You heard this as well, Bax?
I did. Did we see a bear, or was it?
Do you think it could have been a bear?
Well, I don't know what it was. I mean, that was my first thought, but I've been in woodlands all around the UK, and I've heard big deer crash, and this sound was more than that, so I'm assuming it was something large.
The only thing was we parked the car right near this bush, and we were like, "Oh, do we go back to the car?" Like, so we... the little knowledge I know about bears, I think you just got to be as loud as you can and scare them off. So we started clapping and shouting, and there was no evidence of any bear, but there was something big there for sure.
No evidence. You should have seen my shorts.
What, the ones in the bin over there? Yeah. So after we left that, we we drove about an hour and a half, and we found a waterfall called Ozone Waterfall. It's on the way from Pigeon Forge to Nashville. We pulled over, a little lay-by on the side of this road. There was a couple of cars there, so that was a good sign. And when we first got there, we didn't really know which way we were going. It was sort of a bit of a beaten path. And it actually took us to the very top of the waterfall. How big of a drop do you reckon that was?
It was a hell of a drop, because I didn't even notice it until I was filming, walking along. I didn't even notice the big drop further ahead. So, yeah, luckily I stopped myself from going to the edge.
I think it's got to have been about 100-foot drop.
I was going to say 100-foot, if I remember correctly reading the sign, but from that vantage point, it looked a hell of a lot more.
Yeah. So it was just this tiny little waterfall, and it carved out, after years of erosion, it just this is massive drop. So we managed to walk all the way down. The climb down wasn't that bad, actually. And then we got all the way to the bottom, and then it was just nice and peaceful, you know, just to sit there for a little bit. And
old folks,
old folks asking, you know, clearly see that we're English, and "Oh, what are you doing here? Where are you going?" What, you know, like we said, everyone on this trip's been real friendly. Some more friendlier than others, but yeah, no, it was really good. I thought you know, to see a little bit of nature along this trip. You know, we are going from city to city. It was about a 5-10 minute detour, so it wasn't anything too extravagant. So then, we hit the road again. It was about a 2.5 hour drive. You did most of the driving this time, Stewie, and got us to the outskirts of Nashville.
Yeah, again, the drive has pretty much been the same the whole time. Jack's been doing a lot of the city driving just purely because we're newbies. You can feel it getting fucking hotter.
Yeah, I think we stopped just outside of Nashville. I think we were about half an hour away. Let's get some more drinks, because we all got out of the car and we all went, Jesus, fuck, it's hot here. And I think, I'm not even, can you get the weather? It's 21 degrees at the moment, and it's, what's the time? It's 10:30 in the morning. We're in Nashville at the moment, and it's going to get up to 27.
That's English degrees.
So I think we're all slipping our shorts on today. So then we made it to our hotel in Nashville. We're about 3-4 miles out of the sea. We've got a pretty good view from the hotel of the skyline. Bit of an improvement on this hotel than the last one.
Yeah, no cockroaches in this one, and the showers work.
That's a bonus in my book. We've got twin rooms, so there's a conjoining door in between, so it's nice and handy. So we first thing we did when we got to Nashville, have a little nap.
Well-deserved
nap. Yeah, I think that drive from Pigeon Forge to Nashville was about 3.5-4 hours with the stops, maybe.
I had a bit of a funny turn in the car. I think that was due to lack of coffee in the morning.
Good old McDonald's coffee, eh? That sorted you right out.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I ever had a McDonald's coffee, if ever, but that was quite good.
Yeah, he's craving it now.
Never had a McDonald's coffee, and that was probably the best coffee I've had.
Ever?
Yeah, well, on this trip, definitely.
Oh, right, okay.
I was about to slap you there.
Yeah. So after we had a little nap, we ordered an Uber. Our driver, Mike, was very, very helpful, very, very friendly.
First chatty Uber driver, but we'd expect that because we're down the south.
Yeah, the southern hospitality is really kicking in down here. Unlike the, quiet Washington types. So yeah, we managed to capture a little bit of audio of our driver Mike giving us some top tips, and there were some really good tips, so we thought we'd let everyone else hear what he had to say. His accent was brilliant though. Some of the stuff he was coming out with, I was like, yeah boy. So this is Mike, our Uber driver, giving us some top tips of a weekend in Nashville.
Park. Centennial Park is where the Parthenon is. So there's
a replica of the...
Yeah, it's an exact replica of the Parthenon from Athens, Greece.
That's the one.
And y'all can walk through that whole thing. There's a bar in the corner of that park. It's called Spring Water. Spring Water's the oldest bar in the state.
Okay.
That's the very first bar that opened in the state of Tennessee. And y'all can go in there and have your cocktail and then walk over to the Parthenon. Now, another place y'all will maybe go want to go is a place called Cheek Wood.
Cheek.
Uh-huh, like your cheek.
Yeah.
The Cheek family's from Nashville, and they started Maxwell House Coffee. So that's their family home, this Cheek Wood place I'm trying to tell you about. You don't have your little buzz when you go over Cheek Wood. Go to Belvedere Mansion first.
Yeah.
They'll try to say that bourbon's called the Belvedere Bourbon. Y'all can order that in any bar in Nashville. It's real good, real smooth.
Nice.
Another place y'all want to go is kind of walk up and down 12 South. 12 South.
Yeah.
That's the street, 12 South.
Yep.
So there's a shop there called Draper James. D-R-A-P-E-R J-A-M-E-S. Draper James is Reese Witherspoon's shop.
Okay.
And that'll put y'all right in the heart of 12 South. Then you just go either way up and down through there.
Yeah.
All kinds of real cool shops and bars, restaurants, coffee shops, donut shops, just a cool place to go kind of on a Saturday, you know.
Yeah.
I walk all up and down through there. Lots of wall murals over there. Now, another place y'all would want to go is a place called Marathon Motor Works. That's where they used to make the old Marathon cars here in the 1920s. This is the Cumberland River right here that runs through Nashville. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But the Marathon Motor Works, y'all may have seen the show on the History Channel called American Pickers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they go all around, that's where their store is.
Yeah.
That short dude, that guy Frank, he had a stroke about a year ago.
Yeah.
And he died last Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. That Thursday.
So, yeah. You know, there's a lot of cards and people putting flowers and shit, you know, going over there. Danielle will definitely be there tomorrow if y'all might want to slide through there. Now, the cool thing about the Marathon place is it's got distilleries on both ends of it.
Huh.
Y'all can tour through those distilleries and walk through that. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Now, another place you'll want to go is called Love Park. Love Circle. Love Park. That's the highest land point in the county.
Okay.
Y'all get up there and check that view out of all of downtown Nashville. You'll be like, oh man, that Uber driver is so cool. I'm so glad he sent us up here. Love Park, Love Circle. And when you get to the top of that, you're looking over the top of John Rich's house, so Big and Rich. You know, John, he has a bar down on Broadway called the Redneck Riviera. It's a really good one. But John Rich got a big old guitar-shaped swimming pool up on top of his house. And when you're standing up there on top of that Love Park, Love Circle, you're looking right over the top of his house.
Nice.
It's a real cool view. That'd be a killer picture for y'all to take up there, Love Park, Love Circle. Now, another place y'all need to go exploring around is over here in East Nashville. That's East Nashville right in there. And there's a spot over in there called Five Points. Five Points is where five streets all come together over there in East Nashville. Five Points. And there's about 40 bars right there at Five Points, y'all.
We have to try to make our way through as many.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot like downtown. It's mainly rock and roll on this side.
Yeah.
And downtown where y'all are going is all country.
Yeah.
Now, there's another bar I'm going to have you put on your list. It's called Santa's Pub, like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Santa's Pub is the oldest country karaoke in the country. Real super fun late night bar. Y'all will really like it. Santa's Pub.
Is that in East?
It's over here kind of by the soccer stadium.
Okay.
And it's probably, you know, everything I just gave you is no more than 10 minutes from right here.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you know, everything's all right here, right all around.
You've got a cow, so you drive by.
Just get you an Uber or Lyft over there. Santa's, it's cash bar.
That's fine.
But they have ATM right out front if you need to get you a little cash, you know. It's a good one. Santa's Pub. I'm going to give you another place for y'all to go eat, maybe late night tonight. This place is called Monell's. M-O-N-E-L-L-S. Monell's. It is some damn good southern cooking.
Monell's.
It's big, giant portions. It's $25 for all you can eat. Fried chicken, all kinds of meats and hams and roast beef. Just everything you can think of to eat, they got it at Monell's. And it's over here in Germantown. That's kind of a Nashville staple. Now, I'm going to give y'all the last tip I'm going to give you.
You're going
to. Is when y'all get ready to go to the game, don't Uber or Lyft into the game.
Yeah.
Go down to 2nd Avenue. There's a bar down there called Barstool.
Barstool.
That's where you want to get dropped off. Barstool on 2nd.
Well, we're actually getting the boat down.
Okay.
Is anyone doing a water taxi to the games now?
Yeah. We can do that too.
Yep.
Absolutely. This is going to be y'all right here on the right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got the Uber to stop us about 3-4 blocks from Broadway in Nashville, which is where all the honky-tonk bars are. And the traffic was crazy, so it was a good job we did walk. as we were getting closer to the main strip, you could see all the lights, you can hear the music. I could hear about four different, because a lot of live music, I can hear about four different drummers playing at once. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And we got onto the street and it was almost, it was very overwhelming.
It's epic. I loved it.
Sea of people.
We got there, we were just like, I don't know, how many bars do you reckon there were on that street? 50?
Oh, God. More than that.
More than that, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon 50 per side.
Yeah, let's say 100 bars. You know, they're all next to each other. They all offer very similar vibes. You know, they've all got a live band. They've all got their own brand of beers. They've all got their own T-shirts, you know. And every pub was full. There was obviously some other ones that they had queues going outside. So they're obviously the more popular ones. The first one we stopped into was the Lucky Bastard Saloon. I think we went in there purely by the name.
Yeah, well, I selected that one. Everybody was hoo-haing about where to go. And I just went, that fucker there, because I saw Bastard. And, yeah, we joined that queue, went in there. About $30 nearly for three bottles. I can't remember what we had in that one.
It was, yeah, $27 for a bottle of Corona, a bottle of Pasp, and a bottle of Bush. Did you have Bush luck? Yeah, Kate Bush. $27.
Lovely barmaid. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the eyes. Yeah, no. You just couldn't.
I didn't know. What, did she have a face? I don't know.
Well,
huge.
Well,
we can cut that out.
But the band in there were brilliant, yeah, weren't they?
Singer was absolutely top notch. Hell of a voice on her.
Yeah, they were doing some Heart Barracuda. The boys back of town.
Morissette, a bit
of that. Yeah, Alana Morissette. Yeah, she nailed it. She was well good. So we got Frisk for Guns out in there. That was the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed the touch.
Yeah, but he was a big boy as well.
Yeah, big boy.
Big mama.
Yeah, boy. So yeah, we had a pint in there and left, or a bottle in there and left. We walked a few doors down and we went to a place called Layla's.
Layla's, that was it.
The cowboy security guard who let us in, was like, look, there's no space downstairs, so you have to go upstairs. We're like, okay, that's fine. And Layla's, they did their own brand of beer as well.
$5
for these beers. We're like, all right, let's just nestle down here for it and have a couple. They were quite nice. Yeah. Are you a fan?
Yeah, I was a fan of the price.
Yes.
The beer wasn't the greatest, but yeah, no, it was all right. It did the trick.
It grew on you, didn't it, the beer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so the top had all these license plates numbers from all across America. You know, it's always a very rustic look. But yeah, we propped up at the bar. There was a band on downstairs, so we were on like a balcony so we could see over back. You had a really good view from where you were sat.
Yeah, I was getting a good look at all the action, the singers and the line dancing going on, which is good.
There was line dancing down there, was there?
Line dancing going on, yeah. Get involved? Yeah, well, you know, maybe tonight.
Yeah,
maybe
tonight. You know, just warming up, are you? Just letting them have a chance. Yeah, I think we sat in there for a good hour or so, didn't we? Another couple. And then we walked along a little bit further to the corner of where the Bridgestone Arena is, where the Predators ice hockey team play. We went to this purple, I've seen it in a lot of, you know, blogs and videos. I think it's called Tootsie's. We went in there. Again, I just went, yeah, the free beers, and it comes to like $28. I was like, God's sake, it's not even pints. Bloody bottles. But the bottles are bigger here, if you noticed. Yeah. They're a little bit bigger. So anyway, that was on three different floors. That was mental, that place, wasn't it? It's just everybody was there.
Yeah, three levels, wasn't it? Nice
terrace.
Yeah, so we got to the top floor and there was a terrace that overlooked the streets, and we managed to get to the edge and, you know, take some photos. And back Scott talking to a lovely young gal. Well, I say young, she obviously was old enough to be in the pub, but was she inquisitive of your English nature or?
Yeah, she loved the old English accent. You tell them where you're from, you say you're down south, and they immediately go, oh, in London? No, we're not all from London, you know. But anyway, she's a lovely girl from Ohio, I do believe.
Ohio.
Yeah, but prior to that, we were sitting there with our beers. Bax is talking away, me and Stewie having a chat. We look across the road and there's pizza slices. Mm-hmm. And at this point, we hadn't eaten since, I think we had a little pit stop at McDonald's about 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon. We hadn't eaten at this point. We've sculled about 4 or 5 beers. Thought, well, we better get down and have some food. You had to break back to the bad news, didn't you, Stu?
Oh, yeah. I had to tap him on the shoulder while he was eye deep with this Ohio girl and give him the "we're fucking off, mate" look, and he gave me one hell of a look back. I died. That was more scarier than the potential bear in the fucking forest.
If looks could kill, it was just like, what, we're going? He's like,
I'm starting it. Yeah. Just working my magic, you know?
But yeah, I think the pizza was well needed. Oh, it sort of like brought us back round again. After we had a couple of slices, we wandered down to a bar. It was a little bit quieter, but they actually had draft beer. So we sat at this bar, started chatting shit, and I mean a load of shit. We were just giggling like fucking schoolgirls. Had a couple of pints in there, and it got to the point where I was a bit like, I think at this point it was about 10:30, something like that, yeah. 10:30, 11, and I was just like, I'm a bit beard out now. I think we all made the collective decision, say that let's call it a night. We've had a good night. We Ubered back to the hotel, but we walked out of the city. We actually walked out of the city over the bridge, over the Cumberland River, and got the Uber there because downtown was chocker when it was just fucking crazy with traffic and people.
Taxi.
Hey.
We got into a taxi, this car pulls up next to us, and I say my name, and he goes, yeah, yeah, get in, and we realised, when he said, the Uber driver said, where to? Alright, we're in the wrong fucking car here.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'd ordered an Uber, and this bloke, we thought he turned out the same looking car, and yeah, we were at Stu, and yeah, we jumped in, and he's like, where are we going? I was like, well, you should know. So, but yeah, we got the Uber back, and we thought, ah. Twice in one day, it wasn't great, but twice in one day, we're hungry. McDonald's was right near the at the hotel. Thought, let's get a fucking cheeky Macca's and go to bed. What a good day to round the day off. And it was fucking delivery only, or pickup only. Yeah. Oh, fucking heartbroken. And, you know, we downloaded the app. We thought, right, okay, we'll order the app, and because we've got English phones. It wouldn't work. Oh, for fuck's sake. So we had to have a vending machine dinner. But that was our first day in Nashville. So it's now 10 o'clock the next morning, Saturday morning. We're now going to... There's a Waffle House across the road, so I think we're going to venture over there, see what that's all about. And then we're going to have a little look and see what Mike... Uber driver, what he recommended. We're going to see what's nearby. We're not going to go too crazy today because we got the NFL on Sunday, which starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, the tailgate, the drinking and all that starts early. So I think we're going to try and do as little as we can today, but without, you know, wasting our time here. And then, really looking forward to the... NFL tomorrow. We actually walked past the stadium last night back, so you seem pretty impressed.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It was a Nissan, wasn't it? The Nissan? I don't know.
Nissan.
Nissan, the Nissan Stadium.
70,000 nearly.
Yeah. Yeah, I really can't wait to get in there. And
How big is White Hart Lane?
I think it's over like... Don't... Put me on the spot on this one.
He claims to be. Actually, as we were walking down Broadway, we saw a lad in a Spurs top.
Yeah, I shouted out and he totally blanked me.
Yeah, he goes, what? Spurs? And I was like, and San Antonio Spurs. But, right, that's it. We're going to go out and see what we can do. Hey?
Get some of the
wheat. Get some of the wheat. Oh, Stewie's getting angry now. His lucky hat's turned around. He means business.
On proper southern now.
Proper seven. Right, we'll check in later. Bax, what's the time? What's the time?
I don't know. Coming up to 12:30.
12:30, Saturday afternoon. How many drunk people do you reckon you've seen?
At least 120.
120. So we are now at the Country Walk of Fame, a couple of streets over from Broadway, and all we keep seeing are these pedal taverns, these beer bikes, these buses, these, I don't know, just everybody's on it. It's midday and there's a lot of drunk people about. The weather's good, it's Saturday afternoon, no, why not?
I'm just amazed, it's pretty much like last night, but daylight obviously. That sounds stupid. No, it's just, yeah, it's just the same vibe as last night. Just, I doubt they've even been home, probably.
Right.
Been on those buses all night.
What do you think, Stu?
Yeah, it's nice, don't get me wrong. I don't know whether it's my cup of tea, this place, to be fair. There's a lot of screaming going on. A little bit concerned someone might have hurt themselves, and I won't know.
Okay, so now we're now entering the Country Music Walk of Fame. I'm guessing we're going to see some big names here, some big heavyweights. Let's have a look and see who we've got here. So coming up to the first one, Martha Ingram. No idea who this is. So we've got Tim McGrew. Tim McGrew, I think he was in 1883, which is the spin-off from Yellowstone. They're married. Faith Hill's next to him. Here we go. Oh, he's a big one here. The big heavyweight, Mr. Johnny Cash.
Steve Crawford.
Garth Brooks. Kings of Leon.
Jack White's
been in there. Steve Winwood. I mean, these are all massive, massive names. Les Paul's in here. Alan Jackson. Keith Urban. Who we got down here? Kris Kristofferson. Passed away last week. Kid Rock. Yeah, there he is. And probably the biggest of them all, Miss Dolly Parton. There's some huge names in the I thought I said Cilla Black, but that's Clint Black. That's Cilla Black. Yeah, there she is, Miss Dolly Parton. Who's who of Little Richard. Ah, another big hit. Mr. Elvis Presley.
Michael McDonald.
I'm up here, there.
Who's out there?
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix. So yeah, this is Roy Orbison. Emmylou Harris. Well, there we go. That's the Hollywood Walk of Fame, the Country and Western Walk of Fame. And we're now still outside the Country Music Hall of Fame Museum. That will go in, but we're going to go get some barbecue and probably have a beer and join all these drunk people. Okay, so we tried to go to Martin's place, Martin's barbecue. It was well recommended to us, and we got there and the queue must have been about 50 deep. So we thought, decided better of it. And there was another place a little bit further out of town called Peg Leg Porker. A little place started in the 60s, hadn't changed much. Stu, what did you have and what did you think?
I had a pork sandwich with fries and barbecue beans. Yeah, very nice. I've not had pulled pork in I don't know how long, but yeah. Cooked to perfection, I might add. Sometimes you get it dry and stringy, but that was just juicy all the way through.
Bax, what did you make of it? What did you have?
That was best meal I've had so far.
Best meal,
yeah.
It's authentic.
Authentic, lovely mac and cheese. Best mac and cheese I've had so far. Best coleslaw. Chips are chips, you know. But the dried rub.
Good ribs, yeah?
Ribs, good ribs. Yeah, I'm stuffed now. I am full.
Yeah, I same as Bax. I had the half a rack of rubbed ribs and they were falling off the bone. What's the time now? It's now nearly 2 o'clock.
Nearly 2 o'clock.
We've all had a full belly of some pork. Tennessee Port. And I think it's about time we went and had a little lie down.
Yeah, lie down, some cold drinks, some cold Pepsi or something, lie down.
Not in the same bed.
Ah. Aww.